Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
All right, we've been trying to figure this whole thing out. Where are we with the pandemic? Are we, should we be changing the regulation? Should we be moving away from the state of a disaster? It's been a fascinating amount of conversations, and I'd love to hear from you. Karen says, I'd love to get rid of the mask. That was really an interesting interview. It was. But in order to understand fully what the situation is, let's check in with Hatzolah. Uriel Rosen is the operations manager at Hatzolah Medical Rescue. Good morning. How are you doing?
Morning, Howard. How are you?
I am well, thank you. How is it looking in terms of the community?
It's looking good, I think. From what I can see, it's looking good. Our numbers are right down from where it was over the last, three, four weeks, we've had a steady decline. This week, we've only had 14 new cases so far. I mean, it is only Monday, but we've only had 14 last week.
Right.
We closed off the week with 34 new cases. I think, look, we've got 24 active patients on the program, with very few being critical. Really, only two in hospital at the moment. And they've been in hospital for quite a while. Already, so it's not something necessarily new. I think that the community, like the world, are learning to live with COVID, really, and they're learning to come to terms with it. They're realizing its limitations to a degree, and I think there's a lot of also non-testing happening, which we understand. And the patients that are really signing up, we're seeing more the elderly or those that have got comorbidities with a higher chance of, deterioration. And that's really what you're seeing.
Yeah, it's because it was very interesting. And I want to go back to the non-testing. When I tested and was positive, I didn't become part of the program because I didn't feel that it was necessary. I didn't want to put a strain on resources where I didn't think it was required. Are you starting to see a lot of that type of thing?
Definitely. We've seen that since, I would like to say, week four of the Omicron variant. So when we 4 weeks into seeing big rise of numbers, we suddenly saw a sudden shift in testing. Look, it was also middle of the holiday, and I think people were also not so keen to test and join. And we know of a lot of patients that were tested positive and didn't join the program. We also saw quite a few patients that didn't join the program, and then they developed COVID pneumonia, and suddenly they joined the program.
Mm.
So we were seeing a lot of people joining the program, day 8, day 9 of COVID.
That's
rather than day 0 and 1 of COVID.
That is interesting, because, in fact, I was asking that question earlier, is about whether Omicron, we've seen more of that type of thing, post-COVID infections, or if it's just something we're more aware of now.
That's a great question. If it's just something we'd be more aware of, or we're seeing more of, I think we're seeing less, later on infections than we did in Delta.
Okay.
However, we still see it. It's still very much prevalent.
Right. I just want to come back to the comment about people not testing. It's the two T's, not testing and not telling. Surely it is not responsible not to test at this stage, where you do stand a chance of infecting somebody who might have a comorbidity and who might be placed at risk.
Of course, it's irresponsible. But I think the reason for not testing is often, I'm not saying all the time, but is often related to, dare I say, selfishness, rather than looking at somebody else.
Right. Could it also be that our quarantine restrictions and periods are too severe? So whereas in December, we took this incredibly bold and courageous step forward to say, to change the law, it was retracted and we've gone back to something that is actually very difficult to live with. So it is a difficult decision for people to make, given the severity or the requirements of the quarantine periods.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. I think the truth is, I think the science needs to be looked at, yeah. And I think for that was one of the main reasons it was retracted, is there was questions on the science around some of the guidelines. There's some of the guidelines that absolutely make sense scientifically and some that didn't, which is, I think, the questions that were raised to the Department of Health, which is why it was initially retracted. But from what I understand, and I could be wrong here, that the guidelines will be changing soon.
Yeah, we are still hearing that over and over again, yeah. but it really does need to happen. The other issue, of course, is in terms of vaccines, allowing people who have had the Johnson & Johnson to get the Pfizer, for example.
Yeah.
Are you still seeing decent numbers of people coming through your vaccination sites?
No, I don't want to say decent numbers, but we are seeing numbers. We are seeing people still wanting to get vaccinated. It's not nearly as much as it was in the early days, obviously. Mm. But we are seeing people. It's like a steady flow.
Okay, so that's at this stage there is no intention to stop the vaccination center, because that's really become an important part of people's vaccine sort of comfort, or the way in which the place that they go and get vaccinated.
Look, I think at the moment it's be taking it month by month and seeing how it goes.
Well, incredible, and just keep doing the amazing work that you are doing. I think the community is deeply, deeply grateful for it. Thank you. That was Uriel Rosen, Operations Manager at Hatzolah Medical Rescue.